So we're looking at how God changes us from the inside out and our inward journey. This isn't a paint and wallpaper job, but a radical renewal in our worldview, our minds and the way we see things, our value system. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2 in practice. I'll leave you to look it up. And these disciplines we've been looking at over the past few days, prayer and fasting, reading the word and spending quality time with him, are things we cannot afford to neglect if we're to be significant and effective in these last days, if we're to follow the road less travelled, the inward journey. Insignificant in man's eyes, but in God's eyes, one who stands before him as Abraham and barters for the nations. How would that feel? If there be 50 righteous, would you withhold judgment? Yeah, okay. If I find 49, I won't bring judgment. On and on he goes, till he gets right down to 10. And then, sensing that he might really be pushing his favour a step too far, he says in Genesis 18:32, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." Those of you who know that you have a ministry of intercession, what would it feel like to be able to stand before him and bargain like this for the nations, confident that he was going to change his mind and relent over the judgment he purposed? That is the power he wants us to have with him, but it doesn't come cheap. There are no casual friends in the kingdom. Abraham was called a friend of God. He believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. He walked with God. He saw Jesus in human form, not only talked but bargained with him for Sodom and Gomorrah. Are we not in the same situation now? Should we not be able to come boldly before God to plead for the souls that are caught up by the enemy, living lives that Jesus longs to cleanse and heal? Jude 23. Save others by pulling them out of the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear of sin. Hate even the clothes that are stained by the sins of those who wear them. Beloved of God, we have a task to perform. Let's get on with it. Stop wasting time, but redeem it, for the days are evil. That's Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. There it is again. Understand what the will of God is and pray accordingly. We can't get away from it, can we? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I can tell you, no one hangs about in heaven when they know what the will of God is. I leave you with that thought today.